in the beginning of this Bible class, we will join in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Holy and Righteous God, thank you for this, that we are able to gather to hear the Holy Scripture. Help us to learn from it. Help us to understand what you want to teach us through these different tales and words. Give us faith. Bless this Bible class that we now are keeping. These we ask in your name, in your Son Jesus Christ's name. Amen. To this Bible class was given the subject of Daniel. In the Bible, it tells of a man, a young man, whose name was Daniel. But I also join with him three of his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These four friends were alive. This book of Daniel, which is in the Old Testament, tells us especially of Daniel, but also of these three friends of Daniel. Daniel lived in a time when first a man named Nebuchadnezzar was a king, and Daniel was serving there. And this king saw peculiar dreams, and he was afraid of these dreams and did not know what to do with these dreams. He asked all possible men to explain these, interpret these dreams to him, that what were happening in these strange dreams. All the wise men of Babylon was the nation where people lived there, where none of those wise men were able to interpret those dreams of the king. And since nobody was able to interpret the dreams, king then gave a creed that these men that were not able to interpret the dream were to be killed. This believing young Daniel got to know of this, and then he asks that what is going on, and he is explained, and then Daniel offers that can he interpret the dreams. And Daniel asks for some time, and he sleeps for over one night, and then he goes to interpret those dreams. And Daniel did not know of the dream that he was to know of, but still he told of this dream and interpreted this dream to the king when he went to see the king. God had revealed the dream and the interpretation of the dream to him. This led to this, that Daniel was raised to a high position. Then Daniel asked the king that his three companions, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, would also be brought into the court. And king agreed to this. Then this mighty king created a golden statue. Here is one picture where you can see the golden statue created by the king. It is a 30 meters high and 3 meters wide statue. And King ordered everyone to bow before the statue, and that who does not bow will be thrown into a fiery oven. Those three friends of Daniel did not want to bow the statue, and then of course this king became angry and threw those three companions of Daniel to the fiery oven. King was so angry that he had the oven be 7 times hotter than usual. And those who threw Daniel's friends in the oven also died. When those young men were in the oven, the king looked upon them and asked that, "Did we not throw 3 in there? But I see 4 in there." So there were 4. There were those 3 young men. They got to see the Savior. He was there to help them. And King called those young men out from the oven, and what was miraculous, even though this oven was hot, those young men did not have a single hair that had burnt. They did not even smell of smoke. Then we are told of, in the book of Daniel, how King Nebuchadnezzar's son Belshazzar rose to power, and he also saw strange dreams, and he once kept festivities, and during those festivities a hand appeared to the wall and wrote something on the wall. And the king again became afraid and asked the wise men to explain and interpret these writings. But then the queen, Nebuchadnezzar's wife, remembered then that in the kingdom is Daniel who can interpret dreams. And so Daniel was asked to interpret this dream. King offered different gifts to that who will interpret, but Daniel did not want these gifts. And this is what Daniel told of this dream. Go. God has counted the days of your kingdom, and it will come to an end. And your kingdom will be divided and given to other nations. And then Belshazzar ordered Daniel to become 3rd in the kingdom. At the same night, Belshazzar is slain. And so Daniel was able to interpret the dream. Then book of Daniel tells of King Darius. There also in that court, Daniel held in high office. But in that court, there were also those who were did not appreciate or respect Daniel, and they were jealous over that which Daniel had received. And so they were seeking for a reason to throw Daniel away from his office, but they did not find any reason because Daniel was a faithful servant. They found a way, nevertheless. They asked the king that in the next 30 days, if they worship of any other god or man than king, then they shall be killed. And they were able to make the king to make this addiction. Daniel was a believing young boy. He had become accustomed to pray to God. So he, even after this, prayed 3 times to God on the floor of his room. And so those who were jealous of Daniel brought the word to the king, and king became sad. But since he had made this creed, he was not able to back away from it. And so king cast Daniel into the lion's pit. The whole night, the king was not able to sleep. He did not want to do this, but he had to do it. So then early next morning, he goes and looks inside the den. Not one of the lions had touched Daniel. Daniel was untouched in that den. Dear children and youth, sisters and brothers, why are there these types of tales recorded in the Bible for us? Why are we remembering these tales, and what do we learn from these? First of all, I think that the story of Daniel tells us the miraculous greatness of God. In one portion, those young believers said to the king, that even if you order us to do so, that if it was the will, if it would be the will of God, we will die, but we will not worship other gods. But if God wills that we are saved, then we are saved. Think how great God can be if there is a hot oven where the believing young were thrown, and not even a hair was burnt from their body. Some of you may have been close to a flame of a candle. Maybe even your hair may have burnt a little. Or like I have grilled food, and when I turn the meats, my hair on my arms may curl up. And think how God can so greatly save and protect these young believers. Isn't He great? He is Almighty God, that He can do such protection, give us such protection. These stories tell us of this, how those before us believed, those believers who had lived long time before us, how they had endeavored how they have remained believing in different situations. Those three friends of Daniel refused to bow the golden statue. They did not say that they were not forbidden to bow, but the gift of faith, the consciousness, instructed them that it was not right, that if we start to bow the statue, we might lose the gift of faith. And for this reason, they did not want to bow. And because of faith, they refused to bow. Because of faith, sometimes we have to suffer. It may be that in school, that if you are not able to take part of all the programs, or if during your free time your friends ask you to come to events that are not good for believer to go to, and in those situations you may be teased and ridiculed, and it does not feel good in any way. But this is the carrying of the cross of Christ, which is also spoken of in the Bible. All these four young, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, wanted to keep this gift of faith, the most precious. They wanted to obey that which God instructed and taught in His Word. And this also is reminded to us today. The gift of faith is the most precious gift that we want to keep hold on to, even if we might have to experience ridicule or teasing. Yet we want to hold on to faith to the very end. What are the golden statues of our time? We know that there are no statues that we would bow today, but in the same way, today there are those false gods which are not constructive to faith. For example, the entertainment of the world. All of us have a smart device through which we can access this entertainment. And there we are asked, do we want to endeavor like in the kingdom of God, according to the instruction of God? Do we want to follow that? Do we want to use the device in such a way that we would remain believing? Some of the material is good, but a big portion of the material is such that is not constructive to the life of faith. Or it may be such that it shows habits that are not according to the Word of God. Some make us weak. Another false god in today is the many the beauty industry. You may see those who put themselves for show, and you may think that you also want to do this, but you should consider, is it important to keep a clean conscience or to be externally beautiful? Those young ones did not ask, are we allowed to do? But consciousness was guiding them. With these examples, we are even today encouraged to believe in the way that we believed before, to endeavor in the kingdom of God. When you children, youth, and even older, in different decisions, before different decisions, think, should I do this or should I watch this? Think how it affects your consciousness. When you think of these, do not think of these alone. Many times it is instructed that you should go to talk to your grandma or grandpa. If you have believing grandparents, you can talk with them, discuss with them. And if your own grandparents have passed away, your own parents, godfather, godmother, some older person who has seen the endeavor of life, go and talk to them. Do not go and ask your unbelieving friends. They probably will not guide you according to the Word of God. This Daniel also went to talk to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were already older. It is also important, but which is most important, that when your own consciousness has become pricked, when you have acted against the instruction of Word of God, it is important to remember that in the kingdom of God there is always been the gospel and forgiveness. Don't carry a bad conscience and go ask for forgiveness and believe the gospel of forgiveness. Even that's why even in this Bible class you may believe all your sins, disobedience, all forgiven from mercy in Jesus' name and precious blood. to endeavor and rejoice in faith, even tonight. We can say at the end of this Bible class, in Jesus' name, Amen.